6, news at 9 o'clock, bulletins at 1. John Bohannon, NBC News.
George McCrae on a lovely day, Saturday night in New York City, and it's a day to rock, dear, day to reflect for the Wolfman. Last year at this time, I came to New York City to bring the loving sounds and spread the word of love for all you, my people. In these months with you all, through the good and the bad times, through the nights of howling and rocking, it has been a very positive trip, but now it's time to say goodbye to WNBC. We're going to have 4 hours here with us tonight, and we're going to get bad for you. It's not a permanent goodbye, but the trees on the coast are ripe, and I want to make sure I get a taste of the best oranges, you understand? I understand they grow some other stuff out there. I also want to get a look at you, understand what I mean? But we got 4 hours with you tonight, and we're going to make the best of it. Radio with superstar Anne Murray.
When I call you up,
and machine. Rockaway's Playland is the world's greatest laugh machine, a full city block of joy. And it's so easy to get to by subway, bus, or car. And I'm talking about Rockaway's Playland, the dynamite place to go. It's open every day and evening, and admission to the Laugh a Minute Midway is free. Rockaway's Playland puts it all together. A mind-blowing rides and games and also sensational snack stands. More and more on and up we go, and there's explosive news. Free fireworks Wednesday and Thursday. That's right, two dynamite nights. Rockaway's Playland, the laugh machine, is the greatest date bait around with giggles galore at Rockaway's Playland. It's the laugh machine, souped up to give you a screaming good time every time. Rockaway's Playland, the amusement park on Ocean at Beach, 98th Street, Rockaway Beach, Queens. Now you get down there with your bad self and enjoy all of it this weekend.
This is Hugh Downs with another car buyer's report from Ford.
The closer you look, the better we look.
It is written that the Wolfman looked down from his lofty mountaintop and saw all his children singing and dancing, and this he saw was good.
It is great.
Yes, and Roundabout on the Wolfman Jack program, 66 NBC. And as you all know, this is my last night here now. And since Wednesday, I've been talking about it. We've been doing a lot of nostalgia trips and everything. Anyway, those of you who would like to say bye to the Wolfman in person, I'm going to be with you the 7th of July, Sunday, with a big rock concert at Ice Lips Speedway. That's on everybody's map. And Richie Havens going to be on the show, Brewer and Shipley, Livingston Taylor, Maureen McGovern, John Lee Hooker's Blues Band, and John Lee Hooker himself, Bad, in person, Roger McGuinn, formerly with the Birds, and we're going to have a lot of fun. Bring your blankets and bring your good stuff, which you understand I mean, and that's the Ice Lips Speedway, and it's going to be 6 big hours, your favorite rock stars, and a chance to say goodbye, and me to say goodbye to you. So tickets are $6.50 at Ticketron Outlets and the Ice Lips Speedway. That's July 7th, Ice Lips Speedway. And I want you all to try to make it and bring me all your good vibrations. Talking about nostalgia, I remember about 4 months ago when we were doing ad-lib things, trying to do ad-lib comedy on the radio, we came up with this thing about the brain surgeon. And I have with me here George Von Braun. I mean, we've always featured superstars here on NBC 66. George is not a superstar. He's a brain surgeon. And he is a, what you might call, a superstar brain surgeon. And when did you first discover you really dug brains?
Well, it's been a long time. When I was young, I really used to dig heads, you know. The head has always been where it's at, you know. But I used to get really strange when I see these people walking on the street with these large cranial extractions, you know, on their shoulders. And it looked like somebody stuck a tube in their ear and blew it up with air or something. Absolutely bizarre. But it's been fun.
It has been fun. Well, I want to get into some of your operations. We got more of that. We'll be running a little bit as we go along, and plus some other nostalgia to commemorate our final day here at Big Time WNBC 66 from the Bad Apple.
I can see her lying bad.
George Harrison on 66 NBC. I just love filling your unspoken passions with hot, throbbing, pulsating rock and roll on 66 NBC.
The closer you look, the better we look.
Well, Well, here it is, the eve of my leaving WNBC. And out comes a brand new hit record by the guess who? Their big new single called Clap for the Wolfman.
Clap for the Wolfman. He gonna reach your record high. Clap for the Wolfman. You gonna dig in till the day you die. I said, hey, babe, you want a coo-coo-coo? She said, ah. So I was left out in the cold. I said, you're what I've been dreaming of. She said, I don't want you to know.
Oh, you know, she was digging the cat out of the
radio. Clap for the Wolfman. He gonna reach your record high.
Yes, baby, I hear you.
Clap for the Wolfman, you gon' dig him till the day you die.
Everybody talk about the Wolfman's promise of love.
75 or 80 miles an hour, she hops slow, slow, slow. Baby, I can stop right on a dime. I said, hey, babe, give me just one kiss. She said, no, no, no. But how was I to bide my time? I said, hey, babe, want to coo-coo-coo? She said, said, I'm about to overload. I said, you're what I've been living for. She said, I don't want to know.
Oh, you thought she was digging you, but she was digging me.
Clap for the Wolfman. He gon' reach your record high.
As long as you got the curves, baby, I got the angles.
Clap for the Wolfman. You gon' dig in till the day you die.
It's all according to how your boogaloo situation stands, isn't it?
Clap for the Wolfman. He gon' reach your record high.
You ain't gon' get him, cause I got him. The Wolfman, he gonna rate your record high. It's great. That's the guess who. I passed out four times and I found out they wrote a song about me. Actually, I met Bert up in Toronto, Canada, and he said, I got this song, man, I wrote, and he played it for me on a cassette, you know. And he said, would you come into the studio here while you're in Toronto and maybe do a few raps over this thing, you know? I said, I would love to. Just show me where it is. So I brought about five or six models from that show we were at that particular night, and we went down and did the voice tracks, and it came out real good, I think, you know what I mean? Everybody, we're going to go into passion position number 27. I want everybody to take all their clothes off from the waist down. I'm going to be doing this with you now. So I want it to be good, you know what I mean? Okay, now. What I want you to do now, so you don't mess it up, I want you to stick both hands right up in the air like that. Got your pants off now, right? All right, now I want you to stand on your right foot, trying to knee yourself with your left foot in the stomach, like that. That's all right. Now, reach around with your left hand and slap yourself on the bottom. That's it. Isn't that good? Come here, Howie. All right, come here, man. Both hands up. Oh, I love the pain. Carpet rider just sitting there reading one of the letters that came in. It says, Wolfman, hate to see you leave, but she compares my, her name is Debbie Baxter, compares my eyes with the passive waters of Lake Wanatonka, you know what I mean? And my features are a composite of Clark Gable, Clint Eastwood, and Elvis Presley. Anyway, she says, I don't personally think I look like Clark Gable. Do you, Howard? No, man, not at all, man. Maybe a little bit like Elvis, you know? Anyway, I was reminiscing, and actually I'm leaving with good ratings. If you folks out there know what good ratings are, we're leaving with the best ratings NBC has ever had. And thinking about all the people that I get to, I noticed that we turned on an awful lot of old folks here in New York. Listen. Hello, is this that Wolfman telephone?
I'm requesting Rhapsody in Blue, please.
You're wanting Rhapsody in Blue, sir, dear?
Yes, darling.
Oh, well, we just played a little while ago, precious.
But the news cut in while the end was on. It's
oh.
One of my favorites.
Oh, it's one of your favorites?
Yes, sweetheart.
Okay, precious. We'll get that on for you shortly. You understand? We can't
play it. You're a sweetheart.
You want I should play it for you right now?
Anytime.
Huh? Are you listening to the Wolfman right now?
Yes, I listen to you every night. What's the matter?
Oh, you're beautiful, precious.
I'm not working now.
Oh, you're not working now? How old are you, dear?
Me? I'm only 59.
Oh, we got a rock and roll grandma.
Yeah, that's right.
Do you get naked with me, dear, every night?
Huh?
I say, do you get naked with the Wolfman every night?
Every night, honey.
Okay, precious. We're going to play your record right now.
And I hug the pillow.
Do you hug the pillow, too?
I make believe it's you.
Bye! I want you to get out of your rocking chair, Grandma. I want you to throw those crutches away. Get up and rock and roll. That's where it's at. Righteous brother.
If you're married and forever.
Goodbyes tonight. We got three more big hours to go with you. More Wolfman Jack Nostalgia. Had a whole lot of fun tonight. I'm answering the telephone, you know. Trying to say goodbye to as many folks as I can, man. So if you want to call, it's Plaza 78866. Right here at WNBC New York. Got some news. And we're going to boogie some more Saturday night. The Bad Apple, and it's 9 o'clock.
NBC Radio News. Next news at 10 o'clock, bulletins at once. John Bohannon, NBC News.
66, Wolfman Jack, NBC.
I say you can count on me, baby. Oh, Chicago on 66 NBC. We're going to go back a little bit now and bring in a little more nostalgia. And if you remember about 5 months ago, me and Mike Howard were doing little ad-lib bits like this.
John.
No.
John.
No.
Please, John.
No, come on, John. Now, Marsha.
John.
I'm tired.
John.
No.
Hungry John? John!
No, Marcia.
John.
Marcia.
Yes.
Marcia?
Yes, John. Marcia. John, please.
Marcia?
John!
Marcia!
Down, John.
Ah, Marcia!
Down, John.
Marcia!
John! Ah. John!
Hello, baby. May I jump in your game? The door!
Hello, I love you, won't you tell me your name?
I can't get them away from my chest. It's the last time I buy pantyhose two sizes too small, you know what I mean? On NBC 66, with the greatest music in the world, 24 hours every day, look who we got, the four top.
No woman like the one I've got.
The mighty four tops, ain't no woman like the one I got. On 66 NBC, with your Wolfman. My final Saturday night here in New York City, the Bad Apple. And I want to feel all those good vibrations. I want to say I will not be down tonight. I have brought you love. I have tried to make each night with you a treasured memory, baby. And I will not forget you. I am not saying goodbye, I am saying hello world. Cause you make me feel so brand new. Each night with you has been a great treasure to me. And talking to you on the telephone and being with you when you needed me real bad has all been a help to me in many ways. This whole trip is gonna be something I gonna remember for a long time with a big, big smile. Especially when I gotta look at idiots like Howard, you know.
My love.
Oh, yes, baby. You make me seem so brand new.
How's that, bird brain?
No, no, hold it just a minute. Hold it just a minute. Just a minute now. Smart. Very smart there, Howard. Especially my last night, you know what I mean? We're going to go into a little more nostalgia now. If you remember back about 3-4 months ago when we had the eminent brain surgeon with us, George von Braun.
I'll tell you, it's certainly been a strange night down here at the station. First, the police came in and confiscated my lunch, and then the station manager comes in drunk and wants to hear Guy Lombardo, and then I got George von Braun, the brain surgeon here, with me. And he's been enlightening our lives as to what's going on in brain surgery. I tell you, is there a thing you can do in surgery that would change a person's sexual habits?
Oh, most definitely, yes. There's a area of the brain known as the colliptus colliptus, and it's located in the rear section of the brain. And just tickle it a little bit, and you get strange. And you get some weird things.
What happens to it?
Males start growing some weird things, and they come out of their eye, you know, out of the side of their head. I saw a real strange case once when I was in...
You mean a large protruding thing come out of a forehead?
Protruding warriors out of their head, you know, just like...
You mean by actually operating on a brain,
yes.
you could create a monstrous thing to come out of somebody's face or something?
Yes, you can, because you, everything is up in the brain, you know, I mean, nervous systems and...
How come you can't do something with surgery to be able to have people so we could levitate things and stuff like that?
Well, you know you only use one quarter of your brain. Well, I think, quoted one time, I think one-tenth of your brain, and the other nine-tenths of your brain is just sitting there as gray mass. And, love that word, gray mass. And,
it's
so gray mass. It's like an occult thing.
Hey, baby! On 66 NBC, Bruce Chanel! Now,
cracks. Yeah, honey, do I sugar shack? Yeah, 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 I sugar shack.
66 NBC.
Tomorrow night at 8 p.m., WNBC and the NBC Radio Network proudly presents...
Super Rock!
Get your life out here.
That's Gladys Knight of the Pips on 66 NBC. Remembering back a little ways, you remember back about 4, 5, or 6 months ago when the Maharishi used to come in almost every night because he was trying to save the people here in New York City.
Now we are going to present the Maharishi,
Yogi of Bear. And I tell you, speed kills, yet speed thrills. And if you want a whole bunch of speedy thrills, you'll stay tuned for the Maharishi right now. He's going to bless all of our children here. Maharishi, continue.
Peace, love, the Beatles, and a totally energyless society. Tonight I thought I'd have my say on no energy. My people of soul and mind, I feel your pains of nothingness. But remember, I am in the streets of this fine city. And the only salvation you'll have is to listen to Wolfman, and his wolfism will pull you through your strife and put some light in your life. Hey, greet... Oh, oh.
Try to get it together, Maharishi.
I just got... As I greet all my brothers and sisters, from this day I promise to instantly levitate you, instant common you in the Nord, and fill your pipe dreams with mind fuel. And now I will do a dedication. Laziano Cocal, Lisiano Toni, Cagliari, Toni, Cagliari, Toni, Cagliari, Toni,
Simon and Garfunkel on 66 NBC with your Wolfman. And how would you like to experience in one day what most people don't experience in a lifetime? You can see Siberian tigers, parades of lions, herds of elephants and rhinos, see the fabulous chariot races, ride a 15-story Ferris wheel, ride the rapids on the world's largest flume ride, see divers plunge and dolphins play, eat all kinds of fabulous foods, man, from all over the world. If I'm lying, I'm dying. And you can do it in one day. It's going to be the biggest and grooviest, most grooviest experience you've ever had in your life. You and your whole family are just never going to get over it. It's called The Great Adventure. It's the world's largest combination safari park and entertainment park in the world. It's an experience you'll never forget, and it doesn't take forever to get to either. Great Adventure is conveniently located in Jackson, New Jersey, just 55 minutes from Midtown Manhattan. You take the Jersey Turnpike to exit 7A. Follow I-195 East to Route 537 South, and you less than a mile away. Great Adventure, the entertainment wonder of the world. Open daily till 10:30 at night. Opens July 1st.
It's on 66 NBC.
That number...
On 66 NBC with the Wolfman on a Saturday night. My final night here in New York City. Just enjoying myself. We got a whole party going. Everybody yell a little bit. Ah, that's the way to do it, man. Party on a Saturday night.
A clean up woman.
Wolfman Jack.
Summer of 66. That's Percy Faye. Percy Faye. Theme from a summer place. And you got your lavender lover, Wolfman Jack, on the air, baby. You know what that means? That means we gon' boogie till midnight tonight on WNBC, New York. The time is 10 o'clock.
And NBC Radio News, I'm Jack Welby.
Next news at 11 o'clock, bulletins at once. John Bohannon, NBC News.